but it's time for the live interview segment as we're joined by head coach Dan DeSilva of the Blades. And congratulations. I know it's only the preseason, but winning is still nice to have, and that's not a bad idea to get into the habit of winning even this early.
Yeah, for sure. Winning is always nice, but sometimes winning can mask some issues, deeper issues. And tonight, obviously, it was nice to get the 2 points, get the win, but there's definitely some things that we need to clean up. And so it was a big week in terms of information coming at the players, and I thought that they did their best. I definitely liked our response when they made it 2-2. I thought that was when we played some of our best hockey, just intensity-wise and compete-wise. I thought we kind of went through the motions for the most part of the night with the 2-0 lead, and then got better there once it was tied up.
So the going through the motions, but there's some of the issues you're looking at still related to people picking up on what the systems are?
Yeah. I guess, like, I hold these guys, or we as a coaching staff hold them to a pretty high standard in terms of, like, work ethic and compete. I didn't think it was anywhere close to the level that we would like it to be at. But, yes, to your point, the system stuff is a lot. And so I understand that maybe they're a little bit hesitant tonight because they're thinking so much, right? Like, what did coach say to do in this situation? What am I supposed to do here? What am I supposed to do there? And so there's a lot of information coming their way, and that part I need to be better at in terms of being more patient.
I thought you got a good bounce back, though, from Ethan McCallum in goal, for instance.
Yeah, Ethan was solid for us. You know, it was pretty sloppy in front of him tonight at times, and when we needed a big save, he was there. So Ethan played well tonight, and I thought that it was a good bounce back effort, like you said, from his last outing.
You got to like your top three centermen. It's strength down the middle is always such a big thing. Cooper Williams, Hayden Harsanyi, Dominic Peter. That's a pretty good 1-3.
It is, and you know, any one of those three players could be number one on any team, I think, in this league, right? In terms of like a bit top line center. So we definitely have depth at center, which is great. And I thought that Dominic Peter coming over from Brandon in a trade. Has picked up on things quite well. He's very smart out there. Cooper, another very smart player. And, you know, Hayden has some really nice tools offensively, you know, speed and shot and some really high-end talent. So, yeah, we're fortunate to have those guys up the middle.
Dustin Vilhoeft, that's the way he says yep. It's pronounced. To me, the goal that Harsanyi scores, it's a 2-on-1. He could have passed it across to, I think it was Botel who was coming to the net, but he decides, no, I'm going to go back to Harsanyi in the slot, who's got the better angle, so to speak, to shoot. I mean, that's pretty good vision to see for a young man.
Dustin has, yeah, elite vision. He's definitely a pass-first type of player, just like his German buddy Lewandowski is, too. They're pass-first guys, and both of them have really good shots, too. I'd like to see them shoot the puck a little bit more. But, yeah, I thought Dustin showed really well. His work ethic and compete level is extremely high. I wasn't sure what we were going to get in that regard. But he's definitely surprised me and impressed me that way, which, you know, for a coach, that's the main thing, right, is the work ethic and compete. And then you see his talent go to work when he gets a puck on a stick. He can skate really well, sees the ice, makes plays. So I think that those two are going to look really good together.
So for tomorrow's final game in Martinsville, the message I would have to think is pretty simple. Better compete and understanding of what we're trying to do.
For sure. And then, you know, take a step in the system work, right, the team stuff is like, let's take another step here. The information's out, you know, it's our last dress rehearsal before real bullets start flying in a week. So it should be our best effort in all of those areas. The work ethic and compete, number one. Structure, number two. Let's start getting those things in place, and let's put on a show for the Martinsville fans.
Good stuff. Dan, thanks for this. We'll see you downstairs at the bus here shortly.
Sounds good. Thanks, Les.
All right, Dan DeSilva, head coach of the Saskatoon Blades, joining me on the live interview segment.